thing a little. I particularly liked the picture of the three little men with scythes. Malmesley looked sharply at Alain. Have you ever visited Chantilly? Asked Alain.
Never.
Then you have not seen Le Très Riche Heure de Duc de Berry?
Never.
Do you remember a book called The Consolations of a Critic?
I don't remember.
Do you own a copy of this book?
No.
Alain picked up the little blue volume from under his chair and laid it on Malmesley's knee. Isn't this book your property, Mr. Malmesley? It has your name on the flyleaf. I'm not here to inquire into the ethics of illustrative painting. All I want to know is how this book came into the possession of Sonia Gluck.
I don't know. I'm not in the least ashamed. There are many dissimilarities.
That is what she was driving at when she asked you on the morning of the experiment where you got your ideas?
Yes, I suppose so, yes.
Did you ask her for the book?
Yes.
And when she refused to give it up, you tried to recover it. Where was this book, Bailey?
In a locked suitcase under deceased's bed. Someone had tried to pick the lock.
Was that you, Mr. Malmesley?
I was entirely justified.
What was Sonia's motive in taking this book?
She simply wanted to be disagreeable and infuriating.
Did you offer her anything if she returned it?
She was preposterous,
muttered Malmesley. How much did she ask?
I do not admit that she asked anything.
All right, said Alain. It's your mess. Stay in it if you want to. I believe I need not keep you any longer, Mr. Malmesley. I shall need a specimen of your fingerprints. Malmesley consented to this with a very ill grace.
One more job for you, Bailey, I'm afraid, said Alain when Malmesley had gone. We'll have to look through their rooms before we let them go to bed.
I'll start off on Mr. Malmesley's room, will I, sir? Yes, we'll be there in a jiffy. When Fox had gone upstairs and Nigel had been left to write a very guarded story for his paper, Alain went down the hall and into the dining room. He found the whole class in a state of extreme dejection. Troy was curled up on a cushion, fast asleep. Alain walked swiftly across the room and paused, his head bent down, his eyes on Troy. Her face looked thin. There were small shadows in the hollows of her temples and under her eyes. She frowned, her hands moved, and suddenly she was awake.
I'm so sorry, said Alain.
Oh, it's you, said Troy. Do you want me?
Please, only for a moment.
Troy sat up. She rose but lost her balance. Alain put his arm out quickly for a moment. He supported her.
My legs have gone to sleep. Damn.
Her hand was on his shoulder. He held her firmly by the arms and wondered if it was Troy or he who trembled.
I'm all right now, she said after an hour. Or a second.
Thank you.
He let her go and spoke to the others. I am very sorry to keep you all up for so long. We have had a good deal to do. Before you go to your rooms, we should like to have a glance at them. I hope nobody objects to this.
Anything, if we can only go to bed, said Catty.
Very well, then. If you, he turned to Troy, wouldn't mind coming with me?
Yes, of course.
When they were in the hall, he stopped short.
I detest my job, he said. For the first time, I despise and detest it.
Come on, said Troy.
They went up to a half-landing where the stairs separated into two short flights going up to the left and right.
Before I forget, said Alain, do you know what has happened to the bottle of nitric acid that was on the top shelf in the junk room?
Troy stared at him.
The acid?
It's there. It was filled up on Friday.
Bailey must have missed it.
Don't worry. We saw the stains and we felt we ought to account for them.
You better do my room. Here it is.
They went into the second room on the left-hand landing. It was a large room, very spacious and well-proportioned. The walls, the carpet, and the narrow bed were white. He saw only one picture and very few ornaments, but on the mantelpiece sparkled a little glass Christmas tree with fabulous glass flowers growing on it. Troy struck a match and lit the fire.
I'll leave you to your job.
Alain did not answer.
Is there anything else? Asked Troy.
Only that